During Monday's forum with Senator John Thrasher, questions centered around how he would push FSU into the nation's top 25 public universities. Thrasher says fundraising will help achieve that goal.
We need another $500 million that will go toward faculty, acquiring great faculty, requiring the opportunity for research, and certainly, again, putting us in a position to get to the top 25.
Thrasher says he doesn't think it will be easy to increase FSU's ranking, but he sees it as an opportunity that requires forging and strengthening relationships with donors. Some, like FSU professor Laura Austin, want to know how Thrasher's political experience ties into the position of university president.
My question is a comparison and a contrast of your roles. So I wonder, as you think about being a senator and you think about being president, as you think about strategy, decision-making, voice, how might you think those roles are similar? How might you think they're going to be very different?
Thrasher says though he may not have a PhD like the other presidential candidates, his experience as a senator will translate to governing a school. Political fundraising in particular, he says, is experience that will help him get funding for FSU. Other questions, such as that of spokesperson for FSU's Center for Leadership and Social Change, Miguel Hernandez, focused on the relationship between Thrasher's personal values and the values of the goals of the school.
I wanted to see if you could share with us what your perception of our core values are today, and also if you can mention a little bit about what your core values are that guide you professionally and personally, where those align and where those might be in conflict, and how would you be able to resolve those?
Thrasher says his central value is being an advocate for Florida State. He said he thinks his roles as a senator and a former head of FSU's Board of Trustees will help him as president. Some faculty, like music professor Michael Buckler, remained critical of Thrasher after the forum. Buckler said he didn't hear enough specifics on key issues from Thrasher in his interview. Former provost at West Virginia University, Michelle Wheatley, is next in line to be interviewed on Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Donald Debevoise.